Good morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. It's you and me, two people who are passionate about life, improving the overall quality of our lives, you know, really augmenting and showing the world our strengths, really being in that place where we really shine, working to become better and better at those things that we're great at. And at the same time, we camouflage our weaknesses. You know, we de-emphasize them. We don't show the world our weaknesses. We really spend our time and our energy presenting ourselves in the best manner. But behind the scenes, we're working on those weaknesses, right? We're little by little improving those areas of our life that we know we need some work on, because that helps us become the total package. It helps us become a better version of ourselves and get more and more out of life. And this podcast is our ritual. You know, I wake up every single morning, I get to do this brain dump of all the feelings and emotions and the challenge and the struggle that I'm going through in life. And I get to share my experiences, my thoughts with you. I appreciate you giving me this opportunity. I appreciate you taking the time to listen to me. And it gives you a place to come and think about your life. And hopefully some of the stories that I share with you or some of the feelings or emotions, you go, hey, he thinks that way. I think that way too. Maybe I'm not so crazy after all, right? So thank you so much for listening to this podcast. So many experts out there, so many gurus, so many people wanting your attention, and you're taking the time to listen to me. I am flattered. I'm going to continue working hard for you, and I will not let you down. Everything that's in my brain, okay, whether it's bodybuilding, training, fitness, man formation, leadership, just life, I'm going to share that for you every single day on this Morning Connection podcast. So thank you for listening. Thank you so much for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition. And also, thank you for your kind emails. Thank you so much for your comments, for liking, for sharing this podcast with your friends. You know, that's the way that this is growing, and I really appreciate it. It's growing organically just because of the word of mouth. You'll be surprised, you know, how just a like here, a share here really passes along the message. If you're listening to this on iTunes, welcome. Come over to skiplacour.com, skiplacour.com. Go to the podcast section. And so all these things that I'm talking about, whether I refer to a website or any other things, you can get the links there on skiplacour.com. Of course, thank all of you on bodybuilding.com, on my message board thread, who are listening to this podcast. Again, I will not let you down. So today is Friday. How is your week? How's it going? You know, one thing is that with these podcasts, because I understand that, first of all, there are a lot of people who are just getting into these podcasts. They're just hearing about them. And again, because of you, a like and a share, and they're saying, hey, I kind of like this stuff. I'm passionate about bodybuilding, training, and fitness. I'm passionate about developing my own personal power. Hey, these podcasts are just the thing for me. So they're going back and listening to the old podcast, right? So one thing with podcasts, because I know it's not like live radio, you know, one thing I need to consider is dating the material, so to speak. Like, you can know, so if you're listening to this, just say next Wednesday, and you're hearing me talking about Friday, you're thinking, ah, well, this is old stuff, right? And so usually if you've listened to most of my material, I try not to date it with necessarily current events or, you know, the day of the week or the month or those type of things. But, you know, the way I look at it is, for those of us who are making this a ritual, it makes it a little bit more prevalent, a little bit more timely, if I can throw in some references. And besides, I'm doing this every single day, right? So today is Friday. How was your week? Man, my week was challenging, stretched in every single direction. And well, I tell you, I just sit back and laugh and think, hey, what have I gotten myself into? Or it's like I've got this list of like 5 million things to do all the time. And yeah, I work hard all week, put myself through it. I'm communicating with so many people, working to make all these goals come true, plans, dream, provide the best value and service to you, whatever it is I'm doing, whether it's my information products, whether it's Mass Machine Nutrition. It seems like I'm working hard for a lot of hours every week, but it seems like at the end of the week, I only got a couple of things done in that list of a million things, all these projects that I know are just going to change the world when I get to them. I just did a very, very small dent in that list, and I probably thought of 25 more things. So actually, after all this work, I got more things to do than when I started the week. Do you know that feeling? I've just kind of come to the realization that, hey, that's just the way it's going to be. Just laugh, just enjoy it, just keep on keeping on pounding away. Friday is also my day where I do one-on-one phone consultations with people just like you. And what we do, and I've extended this to Sundays too, is that I take a person just like you, and we talk the same time. So it's just, if it's 8:30 a.m. West Coast time on Fridays, we talk for 30 minutes every single week at that same time on that same day, right? And I do this for 3 month, 6 month, and 12 month periods of times. And you know what? Another cool thing about my one-on-one weekly coaching program is that I have it so with the system, so you can record the phone calls and the coaching sessions, and when they are completed, you get an email of where to download it on your computer. And I make sure that you have a special file and you date each coaching session. So the value of these coaching programs just lasts forever, right? So I'm excited. You know, to me, I love the coaching because, you know, there's so much information on the internet, right? And I know I provide a lot for you with the videos, podcast information, the post, bodybuilding.com, Facebook, and everything like that. So it's just more and more information. The challenge is with different people's level of experience, their level of understanding and insight, their different goals. You know, how hardcore are they, or how are they fitting this into their life? It all varies. And so they're reading all this information from myself and other fitness experts, and they're translating it in their mind what it's supposed to mean and how to apply it in their life. And that may or may not be a good translation. What I love about the one-on-one coaching is that we cut through all that bullshit, all that confusion, all that overwhelm. And I just talk about you and your particular situation. So there's not a whole lot of interpretation that can be mixed up, or things that can be misinterpreted or not prioritized in the right manner, because you and I put it together in the context of your own life and your own goals. So I also like that because I see that is the most effective and efficient way. It's time consuming for me, right? But it's just so effective and efficient because it's the straightest path for you to go where you are right now to where you want to be. And although it's time consuming for me, I'm not sure if that's the best value of my time sometimes with everything else I've got going on, but I just know it's the most effective way. So if you're in confusion, if you're in overwhelm, right, and you just want to get this mastered, right, and you got 3 months, 3 months every single week, right, this may be something for you. So go to skiplacour.com, go to the links on top where it says coaching, click the weekly coaching, talk all about the program, have a video, explain it in great detail. So send me an email, skip@skiplacour.com. Right now, Fridays, and I'm doing that on Sunday. Also, I open it up to Sundays. If there's, for whatever reason, those days aren't good for you, just send me an email. Let me see if I can work that in. All right. So today it's Friday, get a little bit lighthearted, you know, not so serious today. So one thing that I do every single morning is I love people. I love to observe things about people thinking and what they do. I learn a lot from other people. And I just love social media. And on my social media circles, obviously, you know, birds of a feather flock together. We kind of all get attracted to the same space, right? So all of the different fitness people, all the fitness-minded people, more advanced, less advanced, whatever, beginning of their journey, 10 years into it, we all seem to congregate. So I get to read all your different thoughts and watch your videos. And it's really interesting. And so I like to just sit and observe. And I like to do that first thing in the morning too, because, you know, obviously if I figured this is podcast number 33 of these Morning Connection podcasts. So that's about a month's worth of work. And then I do the weekly podcast on the bodybuilding.com message boards specifically for that website. So there's four more. So that means that pretty much in the last 33 days, I've done 37 podcasts, right? So I like looking at the Facebook pages, the social media, Twitter, because it just gives me material to talk about that is pertinent to you in your life, in your interest, right? So today I want to talk about some observations that I've made about all of us in this fitness business. And fitness business, I just mean this whole endeavor, this whole hobby, this whole passion, this whole obsession, whatever you want to call it, of bodybuilding, training, fitness, whatever level you're at. And these are some things that I really would have never known if there wasn't social media, right? So here's just a few of them. One is bacon. I would have never known how people love bacon. I can't believe all the posts, people just screaming how great a food and pleasurable this bacon thing is. So many posts, so many pictures. Is this just me, or have you guys noticed that too? Are you a bacon lover? What's the story with bacon? I mean, I have nothing against bacon, right? I just never knew that it was such a food that people get so passionate about. So bacon is one of these things. I got to try some bacon this weekend. Let's see if I can do that. I mean, it isn't like I haven't eaten bacon before. I just didn't know it was so wonderful. You guys think it's so wonderful. I got to try this bacon stuff out even more. Here's the other thing, and I think this is humorous, but I can't always get the tone from, all these pictures on the internet, all the comments, you know, how serious you are, but it's this no curls in the squat rack business that's going on all over the internet. That is another thing I would have never, ever known. I've been in the gym for like about 25 years, all over the world, with all different levels of fitness people. And I've never heard a real, actual person, not one ever in all my travels, no matter how serious they were, never, ever complain about someone doing curls in a squat rack until within the last couple of years on social media. What's that all about? You know, yeah, I've heard people say what they want to do their squats, and there's, you know, someone doing their squats and or they're doing whatever, but never so much about the curls, barbell curls, and the squat rack. To me, that's very interesting, right? Number one is I was thinking about that is that, okay, so for all these years that I've been training, right, whatever gyms, I'm trying to think of how many times when it was time for me to squat, how many times the squat rack or a squat rack wasn't even available to me at all, regardless if they're doing barbell curls or, you know, there's a pull-up bars and there's all these other things that people do in the squat rack besides barbell curls, right? I'm trying to think how many times, what percentage of the time when it was time for me to do squats, was there another person using the squat rack? They're all filled up. And I would say that's well under 10% of the time. Well under 1 out of 10 times someone was using it, whether they were using it for squats, barbell curls, doing burpees, pull-ups, or whatever. So number one, it's such a rare occurrence. Now, I don't know where you guys train. All you beast all in one gym, all squatting, you know. I don't know where you guys train, but I never knew this was such a problem. Getting in the way of all you squatters. And, you know, here's the other thing is that even if that does bother people, I've never heard anybody complain about it. They certainly have never approached anybody. You can imagine if there was a young 19-year-old girl or a 40-year-old woman who just happened to be doing curl bar curls in the squat rack. And you had some big beast, some 225-pound squatting beast. You know, what's he going to do? Is he going to walk up to her and tell her not to do that? I mean, I just don't get that. Even more of a better question, what if it was another 200-pound guy doing barbell curls on the squat rack? Is he going to actually ever go? They're going to have some big brawl about that? Or is that just something that you just mumble under your breath and then you can't wait to go home and you complain about on the internet, right? Or, you know, heck, with smartphones while you're waiting because some idiot is doing barbell curls in the squat rack, you're kind of going on social media, taking all that energy and all that time, posting it right away, you know? Don't get the whole thing. I mean, I never would have known that is such an issue. And it seems to be taking off like wildfire now. I mean, like I said, for someone who's been around a gym for a lot of time and that has never been a concern, I'm kind of surprised. I see some people that I think, I don't know them, certainly haven't trained with them, but they seem pretty studly in the gym, right? Somebody that, you know, by first appearance, I got a lot of respect for them. And they're taking the time to post comments and pictures about barbell curls in the squat rack. Man, isn't there other things to worry about besides that? Anyway, another observation is I never realized that so many people are so worried about how other people train and especially how they eat. I have never seen so many comments, so much direction about that. Why is everybody so worried about what other people do? I mean, what does it matter what they do? I mean, isn't life tough enough as it is? First of all, you figuring out what you need to do, right? And sometimes that's the easy part, coming up with a plan, getting a plan. The toughest thing is believing in your plan and following through with it on a consistent basis, all right? When you feel like training, when you don't feel like training, when you feel like eating in a healthy manner, when you don't, you got to keep on keeping on and persevering. And then I'm sure you have to make a living too, right? Don't you have jobs and responsibilities, right? How about family? Mix that all in. Don't you have enough to worry about with yourself? Don't these people, maybe I'm not talking to you, hopefully I'm not talking to you, but I mean, don't you have so many, doesn't a person have so many things to worry about to make their own life dreams, their own bodybuilding dreams come true, than to put so much time and energy into what they observe other people doing? Or is the real reason is that they're not quite certain about what they're doing, right? They're not getting the results. You know, I know you can work hard, you can have a plan, and it's that you can be 95% certain, but that 5%, just that 5% of uncertainty. And first of all, welcome to the club. I don't think there's anybody who does anything in life that is 100% certain. There's always going to be those times of doubting if this is the right path. So I'm just assuming, maybe you guys can help me out here, I'm just assuming that during those times when they feel uncertain about what they're doing, they got to slam everybody else about, you know, how they're training or how they're eating. You know, I'll tell you, me, for example, I mean, it's like all about results. You know, how can you argue with a person? What if they want to eat Pop-Tarts all day long? Okay. And again, you know, I don't know what your problem is, them preaching Pop-Tarts or them eating Pop-Tarts. I don't really get the deal. But if their physique looks good to them and they're happy, right, then what's it matter to you, right? Don't you have to worry? Do what you do to make yourself look good. And at the same time, the person who does eat Pop-Tarts or whatever he wants to eat, you know, what's he care about how the other person eats? If they don't want to eat Pop-Tarts, they don't believe in that, isn't it all about the results? And I know that people can say, well, it's because they're sending a bad message. Man, how many of you guys are coaches and teachers or whatever? What's it really matter what other people do? just, you know, the way I look at it is just tell people the way you do it. Be a shining example of it. If they want to do it that way, you know, then there will be a lot of people who want to do it your way. You just need to get on the internet and tell everybody. And there'll be a lot of people who don't want to do it your way. You know, but you're not going to, I don't know. I don't really get the whole thing about trying to shame other people because they don't use the right training and eating strategy. You know, a lot of people ask me about, you know, flexible dieting and this and that. What's my opinion of it? You know, let me just tell you a little story about what I think about it, and it just reinforces what I just said, right? You know, this is probably a predictable answer from me that you would think, all right? I'll start off with that one, right? So, you know, I had a very stringent, long dieting process for the contest, right? I generally did very, very well. You know, I do know, and I don't remember that getting into all these conversations about people about what they did, how they did it, for how long they did it, right? But sometimes, you know, they would come up to me about how they only dieted, I don't know, whatever, for 4 weeks, or they ate all these different foods or whatever, right? And it was never anybody who really, you know, did beat me, right? And I could care less what they ate. The bottom line is, you know, did it work for them or didn't it work for them? You know, see, to me, I don't see the purpose of telling people about all these whatever, and I'm not even going to label them good foods, bad foods, clean foods, all this enjoyable eating you did or whatever, or a shorter period of time you did it. You know, getting away with the least amount of work, the most amount of pleasure, whatever strategy you had, if you're sitting in the audience when they're giving me the overall trophy, then that's great. I mean, the bottom line is the results, right? I don't know. I would rather win the contest and have people doubt the way I went about it rather than place poorly and have a lot of people agree with what I did. I don't know that, but that's just me. So, but that's just the predictable thing you'd probably think from me. But here's another thing about what do I think about all this? I remember that one of my national championships that I won, and the next year, and so this one gentleman came in second place, right? And so I became, you know, his focal point for the next year. It was just how to beat Skip LaCour the next year, right? I came in first, he came in second. Well, guess what? So he worked, motivation, drive, a purpose. That's why I tell you guys, when you got your mind in line, you'll find the right ways to do things. You'll find ways to make everything happen. Well, he beat me next year. He looked awesome, right? Well, we were talking, and one thing too is that, you know, I don't hang around with bodybuilders. We're all spread all over the world. And so there, at least in my situation, isn't like we're in the same town and we talk all the time. So this was over the phone. I think, you know, he lived in Texas, and somehow we talked on the phone a few months after the contest, if not longer, right? And he was talking about, you know, his dieting process, right? And he shared it with me. He goes, yeah, man, those last few weeks of the dieting, man, it was tough, Skip. Man, I'd be driving by the grocery store, and I just couldn't help myself. I'd go into the grocery store, and I would just pig out on candy bars. I'd go, really? And he goes, yeah, I'd like 10 or 12 of them. And he did that several times during the last few weeks, right? And, you know what I take from that is, did that relieve pressure from him? Yes. Did he? I hope that he enjoyed every morsel of those candy bars. He beat me, right? So the results must have been pretty good. So however what it took, I don't know, whatever it took and all the candy bars, without the candy bars, whatever it takes, all those candy bars were good enough to beat me, right? So how can I complain about the way that he went about it? Maybe that wouldn't work for me, for mental reasons, for actual physical reasons. I don't know. Maybe he was ahead of schedule. But the bottom line is, you know, how can I criticize what he did? It worked. His net result of his path was better than mine. You know, could he have been better? I mean, who knows? Maybe. But if he could have been better, he already beat me, right? So I don't really worry about what other people do, especially if they look great as they go about doing it, right? Here's another thing that it's funny that, you know, I kind of knew about this before, but as, you know, with the social media is, you know, how natural bodybuilders, right, they think that, like, they're so the minority. Like, everybody out there is training with drugs, and I'm natural. Skip, hey, can you help me with a natural diet and a natural training routine? I go, sure, yeah, hey, whatever, you know. He goes, oh, but I'm natural. You know, nobody around here is natural. Where I live, there's nobody natural. You know, think about that, guys. Go walk around in a gym, right? How many people do you think in that gym are really using steroids? Now, again, I don't know. Maybe you're one of these guys who works out in this beast mode gym. I'm not sure. But, you know, natural bodybuilders are, we're far, 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 far the majority of people out there training and eating and going about our bodybuilding and training goals. It must be like, I don't know, I'm just throwing out this figure. I have no proof to back this up or whatever, right? But it's got to be like, out of every 100, 98 people who are working out of 100 aren't using steroids or other drugs, right? Now, I know if you look on the internet, and I don't know, the IFBB professional bodybuilders, those people getting the most press, the most publicity. Yeah, but that's the extreme example. That's just the top, way less than 1% that you're focusing on. Most people aren't training with drugs. And I think that by you thinking it's you against the world, like you're in such, you're the minority and how you train and how you go about it and not taking drugs, and you're, everybody else takes this immoral path that you're not taking. First of all, it's not even close to being true. I just don't see, you know, how that helps you. But it's just funny. I mean, I just had a little exchange from someone over Facebook, you know. And, I knew where it was going because I've done this long enough. When he talked about, you know, I'm a natural bodybuilder, drug free, !, all capital letters, whatever. And I need some coaching, some advice. And I go, okay, yeah. And so I direct him to this one blog that I have that's just all about contest preparation, right? I said, there must be like 50 just great tips that I took the time over the years to, you know, post. And I sent him the link. He goes, oh, you know, I'll look at that. Because there's nobody around here. And I won't identify the country, but, you know, he said in the country, there's nobody in this country that trains drug-free. And I'm thinking, but whatever. I just said whatever. And he must have said that like about 3 more times, right? It's just, again, you're just creating this. Your back's up against the wall. You're in the minority. The odds are stacked up against you, where you, along with 97 other people out of 100, have the same exact challenge, right? And I'm not, this has nothing to do with how hard the challenge is to train and eat drug-free compared to a person who is using steroids and other drugs. I'm not talking about that. I'm just saying the whole mentality that you're like the only one that's going through this is probably making your journey a lot tougher. I didn't realize that mentality was so prevalent. And then this is the last offer. This one is very strange to me. And it's about, I didn't realize how judgmental fitness people were about, you know, fat people, people out of shape, or people who don't put a high priority on fitness. Yeah, that's really strange too. It's like, okay, so you have this dedicated bodybuilding, training, fitness lifestyle, the way you eat, the way you go about life. I mean, that's awesome, right? I don't understand why you have to judge what other people do. Whether, you know, obviously that's not your values, right? You know, that's not what you would go about doing, or you would be that way. But I don't understand. I'm trying to think, maybe you guys can help me out. Like, why do you have to attack or talk about what fat, out of shape people who don't put fitness, put enough of a priority or high enough a priority on it as you would? Why do you have to spend so much time talking about them? I have a feeling that if you went to the Facebook pages of people like that. People are out of shape in this and that, or, you know, they don't work out at a gym. They don't watch what they eat, whatever, right? I have a feeling they don't spend so much time and energy talking about fitness people.
Well, those people who go to a gym,
I'm not saying that they never do, right? I just don't think that they spend so much time talking about you, your fitness habits, and your eating habits. And I mean, I kind of think that's because, you know, as you've gone through the world, you've had so many people, you know, question your dedication. You question your dedication sometimes, and this must be some type of release. The best defense is a good offense, right? So you're going to, not you, a person in the fitness who does this, they got to attack these lazy, fat, out of shape people before they get attacked. I mean, what's the deal on that, right? And here's another thing is that, yes, we have put a high priority on bodybuilding, training, fitness, looking good, feeling good, the way we eat, all that stuff, right? That's a life choice. That's how we, our values, our priorities in life, we put it that way, right? Do you know, we are paying a price for that. You know that? With all this attention that we're putting on our bodies and all this hour or more a day that we're dedicating to going to a gym, coming home from the gym, showering from the gym, getting the clothes ready, money for all our gym clothes, all our supplements, all our food, the gym membership. You know, we're devoting a lot of time, energy, effort, resources. You know, we post our pictures in the mirror, on Facebook or whatever. There's a lot of time and energy and effort that is put into our physiques, right? That time and energy could be going to something else, you know, right? I don't know. It could be going more into your family. It could be going into creating more wealth for not only you. You could create wealth for as your parents are getting older, or really take care of your kids' college education, like right now. I mean, look, I'm not judging how much focus and priority you put into fitness, but I don't think that some of us in this fitness industry really understand what of an investment of time, energy, and effort we're putting into this that is directly coming off something else. Now, you may think, what else is there to do? There's nothing more important. That's great. You know, if this is the way you've thought about it and the way you choose to live your life, who am I to criticize? I definitely agree with you, right? But to think that if you didn't put so much effort, yeah, you might not have a six-pack, you know? You wouldn't have those big guns or whatever, right? But that time and energy could be going something else. Just think about an area of your life that you, by your own admission, you know, isn't going all that great, right? You want more of. You know, if you put more energy into that area of your life, it could be a whole lot better. And all those people you're criticizing who aren't putting fitness first, you know, they probably are a lot better than you in a lot of other areas of life. They're putting their energy elsewhere, right? Look, I'll tell you, you know, when I was competing for years and years and years, the first thing that I did, it wouldn't be doing a podcast like this one. I mean, I just got ready. I got in the zone to go to the gym. I'd be leaving for the gym at 4:30 in the morning all the time. And the other thing is when I was done with the gym, I mean, really, I mean, it was hard for me to understand this now that I can see it, because that's all I wanted. That's how I prioritized my life. That was what was important. And you know, there was nothing, nobody can question what I did, because I didn't question what I did, right? And I'd get home from a great workout. I had like three meals in by that time. And really, in a lot of ways, I was satisfied. Like the rest of the day, whatever I did, whatever I accomplished, that was all gravy to me in a lot of ways. Now, again, I didn't realize that, or I wouldn't have been able to be honest enough to really admit that to myself, but that really was the way that it was. I mean, I invested that time, energy, and focus. I reaped the rewards, but I also paid the price. And I'm very honest in this these podcasts that I'm working hard to overcome that price that I paid to catch up in those other areas of my life, right? It's times for me now is like, so I'll do this. I'll get up. I've got a few business things to do. Then, you know, I do this podcast or whatever. And I've changed my priorities where I go to the gym like about 9 o'clock. And it won't be on a specific time. Like my day is not just getting, I always get to the gym, but it's not like on the dot all the time. Now, unlike some of you, I don't have a job or school where that structures my life. You know, if I'm in a creative mood, a business mood, I have to take advantage of it, you know, because I have to put more of a priority, you know, on business, right? And so, you know, I'll go to the gym and I'll be in a groove and I'll say, if I don't get to the gym now, I'm never going to get to the gym, right? You know that feeling, right? So I get to the gym and even my, because I train at such a high level and I focused so in such an intense manner for so long, even when I'm not focused, it's pretty high up there if I don't say so myself, right? I know everybody thinks they train hard, but I'm going to tell you, I train hard. Even if it doesn't compare to when I was winning those national bodybuilding championships, right? I come home from my workout, have that on my checklist to have that water with me, right? We talked about checklists earlier in the week. And so I come home from my workout, and there is just this whole vacuum of energy, physical, mental, emotional energy, that workout just, it's drained me up. And now, so I was at work, I did that workout, I come home. I'm not in the same mindset I was for focusing on business before I went to that workout, right? And it takes my body to replenish, you know, at least an hour or so, right? So, you know, again, that's all my priority is saying, Skip, who cares, man? Body's the most important thing. I understand all that. The point is that that's an hour, hour and a half where I'm not at optimal levels of my business creativity and enthusiasm and mental sharpness. I'm paying a price for that workout. You know, so you can't get all arrogant about your way and your fitness lifestyle. I mean, who cares what other people think? So the observation is a lot of us who are into bodybuilding, training, fitness are so judgmental about people who don't put a very high priority. And I just find that strange. So I don't know. I'll make these observations every once in a while. Let me tell you, am I the only one that thinks this way? Is this just me? Or have you noticed these things? Or do you disagree? I don't care what you say, Skip. No squatting in the squat rack. Or no bicep curls in the squat rack ever. I don't care what the reason is. I've seen those quotes on my Facebook page. So I want to hear, do you agree? Do you disagree? You know, just some fun, lighter conversation. All right. So, hey, finish out the week strong. Here we are on Friday. Finish out the week strong. Enjoy your weekend. I don't know what you have planned, but enjoy your weekend. I will talk to you again tomorrow in this morning connection podcast. So have a great day. And again, we'll connect tomorrow. Thank you so much for supporting SkipLacour.com, my information products, SkipLacour's Mass Machine Nutrition. Have a great day.